have to wait. 'Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An ex-Marine smashing his pickup into an LDS church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, opening fire and setting the building ablaze. Four people were killed, the gunman also killed in a shootout with police. With just hours to go before the federal government shuts down, President Trump will meet today with top Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington with more on what each side wants.
Democrats are demanding a new funding bill that reverses Medicaid cuts and extends expiring Obamacare subsidies to prevent health insurance premiums from rising for millions of Americans. Republicans are pushing for a more simple short-term funding fix to keep the government running until November 20th. A shutdown would mean millions of federal employees, including members of the military, TSA officers, and ICE agents, would work without pay until the government reopens.
Missouri lawmakers agreeing to new congressional maps, just like Texas, that will likely give the GOP more seats in the midterms next year. This is ABC News. After nearly 34 years, investigators say they have identified the man responsible for the brutal killings of four teenage girls at a Texas yogurt shop.
Officials say it was serial killer Robert Eugene Brashers, who shot Sarah and Jennifer Harbison, Eliza Thomas and Amy Ayers in 1991, before setting the Austin yogurt shop on fire, compromising the evidence, and leading to a decades-long mystery. An HBO documentary released last month focused new attention on the murders.
We had so many suspects,
but it was never solved.
Now police say using DNA technology, they've been able to link Brashers to the crime scene.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Tropical Storm Imelda, the ninth named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. States of emergency in effect in the Carolinas, which could see up to 6 inches of rain. Imelda is likely to become a hurricane, but is expected to turn away from the U.S. in the Atlantic. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Today, September 29th, and tomorrow, September 30th, the city of Philts will be flushing hydrants. Water may appear dark and discolored during this event, so be sure to avoid drinking, cooking, and doing laundry during this time. Please run water until clear before consuming. The City of Phillips thanks you very much for your patience. Last Wednesday's Reality Radio featured Big G talking about the upcoming Lions event in Fifield.
Fifield Lions got our big October 18th is our fall festival. It takes place at the Fifield Fire Hall there. We've got a big Fifield Lions raffle going on there with prizes include a pre-owned Articat ZR500 snowmobile, and then there's three cash prizes. And we'll have all the homemade soups and everything again there, and there'll be crafts and booths there and all sorts of interesting things to partake of. And then all our proceeds, of course, go towards our great local causes, like the Movage Park Playground Equipment, local project here right in the Fifield Park. The Wisconsin Lions camp down there in Rothschild, and then Catkins Animal Rescue right here, and of course our high school scholarships we give away every year. So again, be sure to mark it on your calendars, October 18th, Saturday at the Fifield Fire Hall for the Fifield Lions and Fifield Fall Festival coming up.
Once again, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fifield Fire Station. No Packers, no life. It's not just a sentiment shared by diehard Packer fans, but the name of a new movie coming out. Connie Feldman reports.
The documentary-style movie follows a passionate group of superfans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo, who live, breathe, and bleed green and gold. From 4 a.m. kickoff parties to Lambeau pilgrimages, the movie features a group of Japan's most dedicated cheeseheads as they chase the dream across time zones and oceans. The movie trailer on YouTube describes it like this: heartfelt, hilarious, and wildly unexpected, No Packers, No Life is a celebration of fandom, friendship, and the unshakable belief that you don't have to be born in Green Bay to call it home. Producers say the movie opens statewide in Marcus Theaters on October 17th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Managua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Managua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Managua Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or ManaquaCars.com.
Inspiring and training the next generation of food scientists is happening on the UW River Falls campus. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Details on how that program is growing coming up next.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Dean Mike Orth at River Falls College of Agriculture, Food and Environmental Sciences is very happy at how their dairy plant is performing. It's been running for about a year and a half now, and it just started making ice cream this spring. He says right now they've got about 20 student employees that take the milk through the whole process, but they're looking to grow.
We started in the spring making ice cream. And so and it was new, right? This is a new plant. And the person who oversees the plant is an artisan cheesemaker. But they have been working on the ice cream, and they've really got a lot of really good flavors now. They've kind of, you know, as you can imagine, they have to work on their recipes, right, to make the ice cream. But now we have a lot of really good flavors, both vanilla and now chocolate based flavors. So it's really nice. I mean, it's really picking up momentum. You know, we get a lot more people buying ice cream.
Dean Mike Orth at the College of Agriculture, Food and Environmental Sciences at UW River Falls. He said this dairy plant has turned into a talking point for students and attracts other students. He said this fall, they added 60 students to the College of Agriculture enrollment, which is about a 15% increase from last year. And some of the judging activities have already started. For World Dairy Expo 2025 on Saturday, they had the Youth Fitting Contest. You can follow us for all the details on what's happening at World Dairy Expo. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com or follow us on social media. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
An overtime that ends in a tie. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers and the Cowboys played a full overtime period and Green Bay kicking a field goal to end the game in a 40-40 tie. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why he's disappointed heading into the bye.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. Give Dallas credit. They did a great job offensively, you know, moving the ball down the field. But there's a lot of things that we all have to clean up, starting with myself. I mean, we're trying to be aggressive at the end of the half. That really bit us in the butt.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-2 win at home Sunday over the Cincinnati Reds to close out the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. You know, I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for the 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41. 98 Q Country.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then, I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
powder beach under my feet has got me rolling. And the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea and the wicked is a-churn. As the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. The locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain. As the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again and not a lullaby. La 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 la. The ocean, if you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again. And I
a quarter.
I love the variety of music.
Real country variety.
98Q Country.
You
called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away. You're lying with me in Atlanta. It's such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind.
Tracy Lawrence, 98Q Country, little Texas tornado, and a good Monday to you as we get another week rolling here. Whether it's something you're happy with or not, it's going to happen, all right? It's going to happen, so grin and bear it. 41 is our wake-up temp. It's a cool start to the day here. We'll come pretty close to doubling this thing today. 80 is our forecasted high. The mild weather will continue for the whole week, right into the first week of October. Temperatures at least in the low 70s, if not warmer than that. Again, 80 is our forecasted high for today. We'll see a little, if any, rain through the week. Temperatures, winds rather, will be kind of light and variable. Another beautiful day. Yesterday was about as good. About as good as it gets. Maybe a little too warm if you're out tromping around in the woods and bow hunting and stuff like that. But for just general living, yesterday was, it was, as the kids would say, it was da bomb. Did they say that? Maybe they said that 20 years ago. I'm a little bit behind the times. Okay, what are we going to do this week? All right, we're going to get into the month of October. That's what we're going to do first of all, so we can legally start thinking about Thanksgiving. Halloween first, and then Thanksgiving. So we can legally start thinking about that Halloween costume for the kids if you haven't already. Might want to start working on that. We got baseball playoffs, but we won't worry about that till the weekend. The Brewers will have their first game on Saturday. It'll be a home game. We don't know who they're playing yet. It could be the Cubs. It could be the Cubs. We've got a couple of series going on in the American National League that will determine who's going to move on to the next round. So this is the wild card play-in. And then you get a 5-game series, and then you get like a 7-game series, and then you get what, the World Series, right? Yeah, so 5-7-7. So the Brewers will play. We don't know what time yet, and we don't know who it is, but it'll be Saturday. will be their first game. 98Q Morning Show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. The gray area this morning, obviously we'll delve a little bit into that tie yesterday. The Packers-Cowboys playing to a tie. Doesn't happen too much anymore with the way that the playoff structure is, the overtime structure. They actually changed the overtime structure to the way the playoffs are now. If you didn't notice that last night, it used to be if you got the ball, you scored a touchdown, it's over. Now it's not the case. Both teams scored a field goal late last night. If you didn't stay up for that, you didn't miss much. I guess if you didn't stay up to watch overtime, you didn't miss much. Both teams went down and kicked a field goal, basically, and that was it. That was it. The Packers almost blew it at the end. We'll leave that to our gray area discussion a little bit later on. That was not the way you draw it up, how to end a game, if you're looking to secure at least a tie. So we'll talk a little bit about that here in just a little bit too, and about the Lions and Vikings and Bears. Oh my, they all played separate, no divisional, interdivisional games this past weekend. Had a little local action from the weekend too, football, volleyball. We'll chat about that through the morning. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so put on that sweatshirt for a while here this morning. I would say layer up, because you're going to want to get rid of a layer probably pretty soon. But it's 41 right now. It's cool. It's cool out there. Twice an hour news and sports, so at 6:31, let's get you updated here on this Monday morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An ex-Marine smashing his pickup into an LDS church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, opening fire and setting the building ablaze. Four people were killed, the gunman also killed in a shootout with police. With just hours to go before the federal government shuts down, President Trump will meet today with top Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington with more on what each side wants.
Democrats are demanding a new funding bill that reverses Medicaid cuts and extends expiring Obamacare subsidies to prevent health insurance premiums from rising for millions of Americans. Republicans are pushing for a more simple short-term funding fix to keep the government running until November 20th. A shutdown would mean millions of federal employees, including members of the military, TSA officers, and ICE agents, would work without pay until the government reopens.
Missouri lawmakers agreeing to new congressional maps, just like Texas, that will likely give the GOP more seats in the midterms next year. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Paris County Public Health would like to remind you to please get your pet vaccinated against rabies. Rabies is a viral disease that can be spread to humans and pets if they're bitten or scratched by a rabid animal. Rabies can be prevented by staying away from wildlife, vaccinating your pets, and seeking medical care for potential exposure. The cost of a rabies vaccine ranges between $12 and $20 depending on the facility. However, if your pet bites a person and they are unvaccinated, that requires a 10-day quarantine for symptom monitoring at a facility, which is approximately $490, depending on the facility. You can talk with your veterinarian if you think your pet needs a rabies vaccination. And for more information about rabies and animal bites, visit dhs.wisconsin.gov. The Minocqua Public Library would like to invite you out for Storytime Wednesdays at 10 a.m. in the library's program room. This is for preschoolers and toddlers ages 0 to 5, and is once again taking place at 10 a.m., in the library's program room every Wednesday. For more information, you can visit MinocquaLibrary.org or call 715-356-4437. Wisconsin will have more green energy options. Isabella Nieto has more.
The Public Service Commission voted last week to approve the first wind farm since 2011. According to a statement from Clean Wisconsin, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center project will be located in Iowa and Grant counties. The commission also approved Whitewater Solar, a solar farm on the borders of Walworth and Jefferson counties. The approval comes after Clean Wisconsin released a report on the local environmental benefits of solar farms, showing how this project will improve water quality in the area. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. And that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird, honestly. That's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive, and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
98Q Country.
It was a Friday night. No cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked. Asleep and I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck, and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough. Cause I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked. dog was looking, I was hooked.
This is Leanne Womack.
And new stars shine.
Hey, it's Shaboozy.
It is the best ever.
98Q Country.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger. Finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. For years and years she tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get.
Memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon, but baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. And I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind, or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours, yeah. Take it all, baby, I don't ever want it back. Take it all, yeah, everything that I have. Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
Take my name. There's Parmalee at 98Q Country. Waking up to a cool start here. Although we're going to see temps 80 today. You know, we're starting out at 40. Some of you low outlying. Don't get me started. 37, 38 probably. Some temperatures in the outlying areas. We show 41 here in the city of Park Falls. Usually I can subtract 3 or 4 degrees and be pretty close to where some of you swamp dwellers are hanging out. We've got again 80 for the high today, so don't just go with the warm thing with no options to peel layers. I would go with layers. If you haven't laid out your wardrobe yet today, I would go with something that involves being able to shed something to be cooler, because it's going to get warm. It's going to be 80 today. And the temperatures will linger in that 75-80 range pretty much most of the week. Pretty much most of the week. October 1st looming on Wednesday already. Text to win. We're going to be kicking that off. Another big week of texting and winning. Hopefully winning for you. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, where they are your local dealer. $49.95 oil changes over there at Minocqua Chevrolet. And a good old hometown service also. Puts you first. They bring you the text to win all week long. And we'll have a keyword again coming up 7 times a day like we did last week. On the odds, 7 o'clock. And then on the odds, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. So stay tuned. We want to see if we can get you a couple $100 in cash. Maybe some gold jewelry. Definitely get you an entry in for the grand prize, which is a pair of tickets to go stress out in Green Bay and watch your... Did I say that? To go watch Green Bay play. Yeah, November 23rd. It's an adventure, isn't it? It'll be an adventure. If you win these tickets and you go see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd, it'll be an adventure. Over a $1,500 value. We'll toss in a little gas money there, too, to get you there and get you back. So keyword, first one coming up after 7 o'clock. Stick around this morning. You'll want to be hanging out here for the Gray Area this morning, our weekly feature of talking about all kinds of different things, and probably a little bit of Packers might come up with that too. A little bit of NFC Norris stuff. All will be on the way for you a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. Let's get some words of wisdom your way. It is a Monday. It is the 29th day of September, and we take a moment here to focus on the family.
Hey guys, today I've got a simple tip that will help you improve your relationship with your wife as early as tonight. But I'll warn you, you're going to have to be willing to get your hands dirty. Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is waiting for you in the kitchen. After dinner tonight, head over to the sink. It'll probably be filled with plates and bowls and silverware, all sticky with leftovers. Your job is simple. Get scrubbing. Your reward will be more than just clean dishes. A recent study says that washing the dishes can have a significant impact on the overall health and longevity of your marriage. Wives feel better about their relationship with their husbands when they get help with the dishes as compared to other household tasks, like shopping, laundry, and house cleaning. Apparently, those marriages experience less conflict and greater satisfaction both relationally and sexually. The good news is that anyone can do it. Your wife may not want you anywhere near the laundry soap when her new blouse goes into the washer, but any husband can wash dishes. Even if you wash and she dries, she'll appreciate the help, and you'll connect with each other along the way. And connecting with her heart is what it's all about. So guys, load up the dishwasher or clear out the sink. Either way, you're serving your wife and connecting with her heart. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Honey Line Station BP with bait and tackle is geared up for the fall fishing season. And yes, musky suckers are in stock now. Stop in for St. Croix rods, tackle, and all the live bait you need to reel in that big musky before the snow flies. Between Fifield and Minocqua, it's your one stop for fuel, groceries, snacks, lottery tickets, propane, firewood, and more. Plus, DNR licensing and vehicle registrations. Open 7 days a week from 6 to 9 on Highway 70 West in Minocqua.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Covered Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
98Q Country.
Buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be my lucky lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's your only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be my lucky lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be my lucky lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police are still looking for a motive in the Michigan church shooting and fire that left four people dead.
Authorities say the suspect, 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, is a Marine veteran who served in Iraq. A fundraising website from 2015 indicating his son was born with a rare genetic disorder, the treatment for which apparently took a financial toll on the family. Sanford is quoted in a local newspaper saying, "Don't ever take having healthy kids for granted. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and was in Iraq, and this is still the most unique thing to deal with.